Hey guys.
Hello.
So,
hi everyone, we'll give it a few more minutes. Kevin, are you able to describe?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. It's 3 minutes past, so let's get this show on the road. Liaison updates, Maccabee?
Yeah, there was no meeting this week.
All right. Christy?
Yeah, so at the PC meeting last week, there was actually quite a robust discussion about the PC to TC pipeline for app endorsement and then module review. I don't know that there was any resolution that was reached, but there are plans to return to that discussion, and the PC did say that they would be reaching out to POs in the near future to make sure that anyone who is looking for endorsement or to go through the TCR process before the Trillium release starts that process now. As a general rule of thumb, I think that there was consensus that once an app itself has been endorsed by the PC, that there's no further endorsement that is required by the PC for the modules that support the functionality of that app, unless there are significant changes or new end user functionality that is being introduced, or significant changes in the UI. In those cases, PC would like to review at that point in time. So I think the general consensus is that no further endorsement by the PC is required for moving forward with the linked data import, with mod linked data import, and that TCR review. I see, Maccabee, you have your hand raised. I can take any questions you have about that before I move to the next topic.
Yeah, well, I agree 100% with that. That seems to fit with what we had discussed with them, whenever a couple of years back. I just don't know how TC is supposed to know whether that exception applies. In other words, how does TC know if this new module actually does represent an expansion of end user functionality or the UI? And so given that, how do we know whether PC needs to review it or not need to review it? Like,
I
I
think
agree, the existence of a new module doesn't mean PC has to review it. I get that. But how do we know the functionality part?
there was a lot of discussion about what that actually means, and I think that that's the part that needs to be returned to. I don't have a good answer for you. I think that we just have to do the best we can to interpret in good faith what is coming through until there is like further guidance. So I don't know how that engagement on what that on objectively what that looks like so that we all know that everybody's on the same page. But maybe we have some thoughts about how, what would be, how can we measure that or how can we know that in an objective way? I think that there is room for us to have that discussion and provide some feedback or suggestions to the PC. Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, I think mod link data import is kind of a very interesting case because presumably there's going to be new UI, right? There is no, the decision was made not to use the existing data import functionality, and there's a new module. Presumably there's going to be new UI. I mean, maybe that new UI is just a part of the link data app or link data front end module, but I mean it's pretty s significant new functionality in the UI. So I mean I you know if the PC says nope, this is good, of course that's fine. They've considered it and they say no, this is part of our vision for how link data support should work in Folio, and we can just take that as read. But this is right, like if the PC hadn't given you that directive already, I would be tempted to push back and say, isn't this new functionality that you want to take a look at?
So I will say that the re there was a lack of clarity around what this functionality is. In fact, many of the people in the meeting on Thursday thought this was a data import module and not a linked data app module. So I think that I don't know that the decision was made with everybody having a full understanding of what this module is. And that's because the module was never presented to PC. And I guess that's part of the question. Does the module need to be presented to the PC to determine whether or not it needs further endorsement. I don't really have any answers here. I think that we should probably have a discussion and figure out what we need to be able to move forward and see if we can't, improve communications around what needs to happen before a TCR request is filled out so that people know what they need to do first. So
For sure.
I realize that I'm not providing any answers here. I'm just actually trying to summarize the conversation.
Maccabee.
Yeah, I totally get that context, and And I think we're just appreciating that, Christy, and sort of, since you're at the meeting, like sharing the context back, right, for PC's understanding. I would just ask, or I would just sort of remind PC that we're doing this whole, like, TC added to our process the check to look at PC's page in order to respect PC's process, right? In order to not get into a situation where we were reviewing something before PC actually had approved it, right? And where we were doing them a disservice by moving forward on the technical side without that. So we're not trying to add work to the PC to say, let us know if you want to approve this. We're trying to avoid the accidentally approving something that they actually wanted to review first.
Christy?
I think this is all excellent feedback. And what I can do is I can take this back to Jeremy and Caitlin and share our concerns and see if there is a way for us to like negotiate that sort of space of friction that exists between the PC's process and our process. I don't know the best place to work that out, whether it's in a TC meeting or in a PC meeting or somewhere else. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, let me know, but I will reach out, share our concerns, and see how we can move forward to provide more clarity in this area.
Maccabee, do you still have your hands up?
Oh, sorry, no.
A question to you, Christy. What sparked this conversation, or what was the origin of this conversation, if you're able to share?
What sparked this conversation was the request from Julian about mod link data import. And I asked the PC whether or not mod link data import, whether the mod link data import module was covered by the link data app endorsement or not. I guess one sort of summation that came out of this that I haven't explicitly shared here was that PC does not want to be in the business of like endorsing modules. They want to endorse apps, right? So for them, and from their perspective, from what I understand, they only want to revisit an app or a specific module when there is like significant change or growth or expansion, however you want to phrase that. And that seems to be a little bit of an unknown line. Where that line is hasn't really been articulated very well in a way that makes it easy for us to say, okay, yes, this needs new endorsement by the PC, or no, this is covered by the existing endorsement. I don't know that I could tell you exactly where that line is. When you're talking in generalities, it makes sense, but then when you start talking about, the nuances of actual applications, and then to hear your comments, Wayne, you know this app very well because I know you're very active in the linked data SIG. And we did not have that knowledge about this new module when we were having the discussion. And the discussion was happening at a very specific level about the mod link data import module and at a very high level, like how can we reproduce like the decision that we're making now in the future?
Thank you, Christy. If I were to summarize the PC's current leaning, is that since linked data, the app has been endorsed, then mod linked data imports would fall on that umbrella. Is that the general direction?
That is what I took away, and I clarified at the end of the meeting that that was that was the opinion of the PC regarding the mod link data import module, given the information that they had about it.
Got
Yes.
it. Thank you, Christy. Jen?
I guess I just want to say I think that when they do their approval, then it should include a list of modules that are covered by that approval. And if a module comes along that's not covered by that approval, then they need to approve it again. I'm totally baffled that they objected to having this module presented them when they didn't even know what it did. Like, they're supposed to be the guardians of the functionality, and they're saying they want less information about new functionality being added. Meanwhile, we're working on retroactive, like going back to old modules that have already been approved. And what they're saying is they just want runaway functionality. Like, I'm totally baffled by this. But at any rate, including the list of modules that are covered by the approval is one way to get rid of the uncertainty. And then they'll just have to do the extra work if the module wasn't included.
Christy?
No, thank you for that feedback. I think that that's like a very practical and suggestion, and something that would be easy to do. And I mean, it's a very clear line on this. I guess that I highly recommend that anyone who is interested in this go and listen to the discussion, because it was a very interesting discussion. But I think that they do see themselves as the, arbiters, I guess, of the functionality, but they also don't want to be like, endorse it. So they're using the term endorse and not approve, just FYI. So we should probably stop using approval and say endorse. But they don't want to be in the business of like endorsing at the code level, right? And I guess the perspective of the group was that at the module level, you're getting into the code. So unless it's like a UI thing or I don't know that they necessarily saw this as passing on, the opportunity to endorse a significant change in functionality. And I think that that just points to the need to, continue this conversation, right? From my perspective, the conversation just started on Thursday, though I know from what you said, Maccabee, and what was said by some others in the PC meeting that, this conversation has been had before, years ago. Yeah.
Thank you, Christy. Maccabee?
Yeah, no, I agree with everything in the notes. I think I'll withdraw my comment.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christy, for fielding all the questions. Christy, do you still have your hand up?
No, sorry.
Thank you. So up next, RMS.
Cancel this week.
Cancel this week. Security team.
Business as usual.
Early adopters.
Not a ton. We had a what I consider a fairly productive meeting. I think it was last week, where we discussed some of the details of the issue that that a GBV and Index Data had raised. And so we have a spike that's in the current sprint to dig into that a little bit more. And I think that's about it.
Thank you. Regular TC meeting today, regular TC meeting next Monday. We don't have a topic for Wednesday, Any call outs for a topic? Anyone want to
Sorry,
volunteer? Oh, go
I don't
ahead.
have a call out for a topic, but we should maybe add that tomorrow is the Tri-Council meeting during the PC time using the PC Zoom.
Sorry, repeat that slowly, please.
Sorry, we have a Tri-Council meeting tomorrow at 10 Eastern using the PC Zoom link.
Got it. Is there a ICS file or calendar invite or anything like that, or just
No, because it's just during the PC meeting.
gotcha. Okay. Got it. Any volunteers to take any topic from the dedicated backlog and refine that so that we can discuss it? All right, we will move on. The TCR board, Mod EBSCOnet, that is an existing module evaluation. The status is still under evaluation. Ingol for Florian, do you have any updates?
Yeah, we've contacted
No.
Choraimus and yeah, sent some questions about yeah, the findings we had and some other things, and we had some discussion. He first didn't understand why we did a re-evaluation, but we just yeah, told him that Mod EBSCOnet was just chosen because it's a simple module and so on, and that it's not about to remove the module, but only to yeah, to do a re-evaluation, and the findings are just presented to the TC and so on. He had some concerns about the yeah, about the module and it's if it's still in the folio release, if it's re-evaluated. So
Who are you in contact with?
Joe Reimers.
Okay, Joe. Okay, got it. If do you mind adding the open questions you have for the module to the to a comment on this JIRA? If there are open questions.
I think we had it in the we oh, okay, we had it in the pull request.
Oh, I see. Okay. And there is no pull request here either.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you link the pull request or just, yeah, get that? Is this it? No, this
I
just the
think I
source.
didn't make a pull request. That's okay.
No,
Yeah. Maybe you know better. Where did we write down the? We just created a branch, and we The
didn't
branch, yeah.
yeah, in the branch, so we didn't add a pull request until now. But questions are in the branch. It's just some questions about yeah, what how about documentation and variables and so on, and the purpose of the module and so on. Just questions coming from the list of the evaluation, module evaluation.
It
Okay.
formally fails a re-evaluation because we have changed the criteria. For example, for the environment variables, there are new requirements that they need to have a description and the requirements field. But they seem to be reluctant to change anything. They just discussed about why is this re-evaluation, and it's not meaningful to reevaluate this module because it's a special module for an EBSCO
software, piece of software. So it's like an integration, and they say it's independent of the other core modules. This is why it has its own app. It even has its own app, although we have it as a requirement that one module could only belong to one app.
Go ahead. I wanted to speak.
And maybe what reminded me of the discussion earlier today is they ask if we change the requirements, we should perhaps inform the POs about that. And this is they're probably even right about that. But the
Yes.
DR for environment variables directive. What is it? DR. I can share the link. But this
The
one.
that DR is for new modules at the at this time
Yeah, but
because we
did we
don't
make
want
a
to.
distinction between newer models and the re-evaluation? I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, the this reevaluation is not requiring any changes from the from MADEVSCO.NET. It would be just informational, so there should be no action from the team for this existing evaluation. And I believe the environment variable stuff in the language, it does says there that we can mandate all modules to do that within any release, but new modules would want to follow that giving the constraints of the project. So yeah, but if we evaluate the module and the environment variables are off, that is just good to call out in the evaluation results. And we will just keep that in hand. So no changes from the MADEVSCO.NET team. And I can reach out to the PO just to clarify the stance. I talked to a different PO for MAD EBSCOnet, so this is a different person, so probably don't have any context. So I would try to clarify everything down. Yeah, and if there's any way you can link the discussions you were having, if it's not in a Slack channel or a
Yeah,
Slack
it's
chat.
also in a Slack channel, but I
Okay.
can, but I can link the pull request, this the evaluation, to what Jira ticket? TCR60, or what do you mean by Jira ticket?
TCR60 is fine. I was just looking for some signal of the discussions on this Jira. So anything you can provide would be useful. And if there's none, there's none.
Ah, TCR60.
Thank you for following up on this evaluation. So I will reach out to the PO just to clarify things. TCR 59, MA link data imports still under evaluation. Julian, do you have any updates?
No progress.
No pro. Are you blocked or anything?
No, we'll provide by Monday.
Okay. Just wanted to know if you were blocked by the PC discussions we've been having. All right, thank you very much. This is referencing the existing module evaluation. Florian and Ingolf are reviewing MADEVSCO.NET. UI export manager by Shelley and shadowed by Maccabee. Do you have any updates? Are you aware?
No, I didn't even start on it yet. I will try to get around to that by soon. No
All right.
updates.
Thank you. Does it make sense to create a TCR for you, or you do that when you start?
I don't care. I could do
Okay.
it or you could do it. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Then I'll leave you to it when you're ready. Thank you. No subgroups. No IRFCs to my knowledge. Anyone aware of open IRFC? Let's see. No open pull requests. No decision log items. And then last but not least is the OST page. So we need to get the Trillium and Umbrella Leaf OST page updated. Jen, do you have an update regarding Spring, or do I have that wrong?
Yeah, I can give an update on what was said in the meeting I attended, just as
Okay.
background, if that helps. I mean, I think we've got it written down here, but essentially, Alesky still doesn't want to use the snapshot versions in development, and there was a feeling that doing so creates more work, and that if it's going to create more work anyway, we might as well have that work be a little bit more organized and just release Trillium on 4.0 and then schedule the upgrade to 4.1 for a CSP. And that because essentially we know the dates for those releases, that making sure we have a CSP kind of organized around those dates seems possible, especially because nobody wants a 6 month support period for Folio. So that was essentially what came out of that meeting.
Thank you, Jen. And when you said that there is work either way, do you have an idea what is the was the work involved if we went with snapshot versions?
So from their perspective, sometimes things do get fixed with the snapshots. And so you can have issues that arise that would get fixed in the final release. And so that can cause confusion. And the other issue was that they would have to do, let me see exactly how they essentially, once they do get to the point where they have to do the final upgrade, they have to do that work anyway. So it's like doing it multiple times. And so it makes more sense to just do it the once instead of doing it both for the release version and the pre-release versions.
Got it. Okay. So if we go with Spring Boot 4, let me open the page here. So this would need to change to 4.0.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's part of the question for us. So we would change that to 4.0. And then do we somehow opine about this CSP plan?
Okay, makes sense to me. All right, there, Julian or Wayne? Yeah, Julian.
Well, we will probably put both versions here and say 4.0 for the general release and 4.1 afterwards when 4.1 is officially released.
Okay. Wayne, do you still want to say something?
No, I wanted to ask the same question Jen asked and that Julian just gave a response to.
Okay. So is it satisfactory for everyone for this to say, 4.0 for GA and 4.1 for a future CSP? Any objections? Thank you, Wayne.
Well, we probably need a second backfest after migration to 4.1.
I don't think the RMS was planning to do that. Am I correct, Jen?
The way they talked about this, it sounded like the usual CSP release process, which I think just uses the existing bugfest. That's what I got from the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think there will be a second bug fest with all the folks testing just for this. Julian, if that's not happening, do you have concerns?
What if they think that the CSP Buckfest thing is okay? Then I'm fine with that.
All right. So this page is still draft. The major item I saw was a spring. Are there any other updates that should happen here besides this line? Or better yet, if I update this line here, can this page move to active?
The other thing we had changed was Kafka. And I don't know if that has the same issue. Like, are we asking them to go to an unreleased version of Kafka, or is that slower? So it's going to be released, oh, next month.
Okay, so Spring and then Kafka. Yes, Wayne.
I didn't I think we should talk about Kafka. I just wanted to point out, if you scroll down to the third-party libraries again, that it says Vertex 5 is scheduled for first quarter of 2025. I mean, it's out now, isn't it? Right. First quarter of
Yes.
2025 was a year ago. So that just needs to be maybe. Right, we're not talking about a candidate release at this point. So we just say Vertex 5.
Got it.
But yeah, back to Kafka, please.
And so for Kafka, the hangup is that we want to select 4.2, but 4.3 is not February 26. 4.2 is February 26. So, Gen 4.2 is an upcoming release.
It is, but it looks like it should be like next month. I didn't ask them specifically about Kafka because Spring was the main thing. Maybe Wayne knows more than me.
Oh, I doubt it, but but I just sort of want to point out that Kafka is not Kafka version is not necessarily a development blocker. It's more of a continuous integration concern, right? That we need to make sure we're running 4.2 in our snapshot environments, so that can you know, and in Bugfest, so that continuous integration and user acceptance testing and for things that require Kafka are running against the latest version when the latest version becomes available. It doesn't necessarily block development in the same way that like knowing what version of the underlying third-party framework you're going to be using.
That is fair. Thank you, Wayne. Julian?
And some unit tests of modules also run a Kafka instance, and that needs to be updated as well. But that is probably not an issue. It's unlikely that there will be changes to old APIs.
Okay. Thank you, Julian. I can make updates to Spring to point to 4.0 for GA and 4.1 for future release. Vertex to update the wording since it's already released and all that. And then for Kafka, yeah, it will still, I guess we'll keep it at 4.2. And since, as Wayne said, it's not a development blocker, we can keep it there. Julian, do you still have your hands up?
Yeah, there's a third change that is the using GitHub Actions for Maven builds. Previously, we used Jenkins, and now it will probably all move to GitHub Actions. They had been released 2 days ago with version one, so that should be fine if we put it here.
Under which section would that be in? Is this the line you're referring
Yeah,
to?
that's the line.
Okay. So does it mean everyone has to move to GitHub Actions by release of Trillium?
Yeah. The Spring modules must do because otherwise it will fail.
Right. The Spring modules are very motivated.
Got it.
The Go module is already using GitHub Actions. Yeah, so really it's just the Vertex modules that would be fine on Jenkins. If I understand correctly, but probably should move to GitHub Actions so that we can have a consistent build platform.
So would you say GitHub Actions is optional for Trillium or mandatory?
It's not really a tech, it's kind of a CI infrastructure decision, not necessarily a technical one, in that if we get everyone off of Jenkins, we can, if we get the main burden on Jenkins is constant builds from commits. And if we get all of the modules off of Jenkins and onto GitHub Actions, then we can reduce our cost. I mean, we're still using Jenkins for other things, but it's much less. So we can scale it back considerably, and we can also upgrade it. Right now, we have been afraid to take on the it's quite far behind in terms of its version of Jenkins that's running. And we've been sort of afraid to do that because it would stop development for a week, right? If we did that, potentially. So we'd be in a much better position to be able to do that, but I'm not sure that's a technical, those aren't really technical council concerns, are they?
Well, if you say Jenkins is going to be, sunset tomorrow, I think it would have an impact. So, but it sounds like Jenkins will still be around, and I guess where I'm getting to is whether this Trillium page still needs to include Jenkins, if maybe the previous release page includes Jenkins. Yes, Julian.
Well, I think we should say that all modules and libraries should use the GitHub Actions so that we save money in, and but we still need to support the old Jenkins for the Sunflower CSPs. They haven't been changed, so there will be a period where the old Jenkins pipelines need to be available. But I think we should set it here and require all people to move, so that we save the money. I think that's the goal of this page that we say, development teams, this is our requirement.
Wayne, from a project perspective, do you know if Jenkins will just keep, hanging on, or are you feeling like there is any stop date we want to have for that, or the discussion that hasn't really gotten to that yet? Just trying to stand
Yeah,
up bit of actions.
I wouldn't say that it has gotten to that. I mean, we just released the code for GitHub Actions, and we have we're raising tickets for module owners to move to GitHub Actions. The Folio DevOps team is sort of coordinating. We don't want to cut everyone. We don't want everyone to try and cut over at the same time. So that we can I mean, presumably there are bugs in our workflows, right?
Don't say.
And so we'd like to sort of discover those slowly rather than all at once. And so we, you know, but so I mean, there's a rollout plan that is being executed in cooperation with Alexey Petrenko and the development teams. So
Got it.
I think it's probably safe to put this here. It's not going to be, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But at the same time, it's right, we're moving all the Spring ones as quickly as we can because of the requirement to move to Spring Boot 4. And everything after that is less of an urgent case.
Understood.
So,
Thank you, Wayne. Is there any page or documentation? So, development team is looking at this page, they see GitHub Actions. Is that a Jira ticket that, Folio DevOps would have created, or is there
yes,
documentation
I
that will
believe
show
the
them how to
Jira
go about that?
tickets in our meeting notes actually.
I see. Okay.
And also the there's documentation in the .github repository on folio.org
Got it.
that explains how to implement this for Maven.
Okay. Sorry, I'm asking all these questions. I
No,
want Liv
they're
to
excellent questions, right? Yeah.
update this to be more accurate. So, and I might have follow on to get, links to some of the things you talked about. I've never heard of the .github repo, so I'll get more details from you. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay,
Thank you,
that sounds
Julian.
great.
All right. So, obviously, we won't ship this to active today. I will make updates to this page based on what we've talked about, and then we will review once more. Any other thoughts or comments on the OST for Trillium? All right. We don't have enough time to deliberate on Umbrella Leaf, so I'll leave it at that. So that will be the end of the meeting. Anything else we should discuss? Going once. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.